2 weeks ago, I talked to you about King Josiah. This morning, I want to continue on in 2 Kings chapter 23 and talk about the reforms that happened under King Josiah. We know the nation of Israel had fallen to apostasy because those who had gone before them refused to obey God's word. And what I want us to look at this morning is the sin of idolatry that the nation of Israel had fallen into. In 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 20, I want us to read this because nowhere else in the Bible that I can find depicts the radical commitment that a king made to repentance. I want us to see this. So after he found the book of the law, it says, "Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, and all the people from the least to the greatest. He called everyone. No one was left out. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant." You say, well, what was that? I believe it was from Genesis 1 to Deuteronomy 34. Now, I did some research on how long it takes to read Genesis 1 to Deuteronomy 34. It's anywhere from 9 to 13 hours. So 9 to 13 hours, the king read the book of the law to the nation of Israel. And people get frustrated today when we go over by 15 minutes. "The king stood by the pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and keep his commandments, the statutes and decrees, with all his heart, with all his soul, thus confirming the words of the covenant written in this book. Then all the people pledged themselves to the covenant. The king ordered Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests next in rank, and the doorkeepers, to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles for Baal and Asherah and all of the starry hosts." It's about astrology, worshiping of the stars and the moon. "He burned them outside Jerusalem, the fields of the Kidron Valley, and took the asses to Bethel. He did away with the idolatrous priests appointed by the kings of Judah to burn incense in the high places of the towns of Judah and those around Jerusalem." Oh, that we would get rid of some pastors today. Right? "To the constellations, to all the starry hosts, the sun and the moon, those who burn incense to Baal. He took the Asherah pole from the temple of the Lord to the Kidron Valley outside Jerusalem, burned it there. He ground it to powder and scattered it the dust over the graves of the common people." Well, what did that represent? What did the Asherah pole represent? Sexual promiscuity. Do we have any of that going on today in our country? Pornography is the number one business on the internet. "He also tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes that were in the temple of the Lord. The quarters were women did weaving for Asherah." Here today that not only is pornography a problem in men's life, but it's becoming more of a problem in women's life. That more and more women are turning to this terrible disease called pornography, which I wouldn't call a disease, it's called a sin. "That were in the temple of the Lord, the quarters where people did weaving for Asherah. Josiah brought all the priests and the owners of the town of Judah and desecrated the high places from Geba to Beersheba, where the priests had burned incense. He broke down the gateway at the entrance of the gate of Joshua." Josiah is cleaning house, isn't he? "The city governor, which was on the left, the gate of the city. Although the priests of the high places did not serve at the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, they ate unleavened bread with their fellow priests. He desecrated Topheth," or Topheth. Well, this is interesting. The word Topheth actually means drum. Now, what happened in this valley of Ben-Hinnom? He said, "So no one could use it to sacrifice their son or daughters in the fire of Molech." It is believed that the word Topheth represented the drums that were beaten to sound out the crying of the children as they were burned to Molech. That's why it was called Topheth, represented drum. We have a judge today. I'd like all of you to send him a note. His name is William Orrick III. He is a United States District Judge, United States District for the Northern District of California. He will not allow a YouTube video that shows what abortion is really like. He has banned it from being shown on YouTube. He doesn't want people to understand how bad abortion really is. Just like our time, people tried to drown out the cries of the children that were being aborted. So he desecrated Topheth, which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, so no one could use it again to sacrifice the son or daughters in the fire of Molech. He removed from the entrance of the temple of the Lord the horses of the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun. They were in the court near the room in an official name of Nathan-Melech. Josiah then burned the chariots dedicated to the sun. Again, the worship of the creation rather than the creator. He pulled down the altars the kings of Judah had erected on the roof near the upper room of Ahaz, and the altars of Manasseh had built in the two courts of the temple of the Lord. He removed from them, there smashed them to pieces and threw them into the rubble of Kidron Valley. The king also desecrated the high places that were east of Jerusalem on the south of the hills of corruption, the one Solomon, king of Israel, had built for Asherah, the vile goddess of the Sidonians, the Chemosh, the vile god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the people in Ammon. Josiah smashed the sacred stones and cut the Asherah poles and covered the sites with human bones. Why did Josiah do this? He desecrated these places so they would never do it again. Even the altar at Bethel and the high places made by Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin, even at that altar and high place he demolished. He burned that high place and ground it to powder and burned the Asherah pole also. Then Josiah looked around, and when he saw the tombs there on the hillside, he had the bones removed from them and burned them on the altar to defile it in accordance with the word of the Lord proclaimed by the man of God who foretold these things. This happened 300 years ago. And Josiah was mentioned by name that this would happen. For people who do not believe the word of God is not true, they just need to read it. 300 years ago, it was prophesied that Josiah would do this very thing by the man of God. In 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 2. The king asked, "What is this tombstone I see?" The people of the Lord said, "It marks the tomb of the man of God who came from Judah and pronounced against the altar of Bethel the very things that you have done to it." Isn't it interesting? We don't know who this man of God is. It just says he's a man of God. I like that. What did Josiah respond? He said, "Leave it alone. Don't touch the man of God's tomb." He said, "Don't let anyone disturb his bones." So they spared his bones and those of the prophet who had come from Samaria. Just as he had done at Bethel, Josiah removed all the shrines, the high place that the kings of Israel had built in the towns of Samaria, and that aroused the Lord's anger. Josiah slaughtered all the priests of those high places. He got it right. He killed them. He killed every single one of them. The kings of those high places that the kings of Israel had built in the towns of Samaria and had aroused the Lord's anger. Josiah slaughtered all the priests, those high places, the altars, and burned human bones on them. Then he went back to Jerusalem. Guys, this is what revival looks like. You get serious with God. And you begin to do the things that are necessary to let God know you're serious. So here's a question I would have for us today. What are the idols in our life? It may be the idol of busyness. It may be the idol of distraction. It may be the idol of entertainment. I don't know what it is in your life. But I do know this. Jeremiah said it, and Josiah did it. You shall seek me, and you shall find me. When we do what? All of our heart. Father, this morning, forgive us for the sins in our life that keep us from knowing you in a better way. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't seek you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. Forgive us, Lord, when we're not as radical as King Josiah was in getting rid of the idols that are in our life and the things that are necessary to let you be the king in our life. Help us this morning, Lord, to seek you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. In your name we pray. Amen.